like the music influence, like the Majestic Singers, you know, pioneering gospel. A lot of people think that gospel music in the UK came out of London, but you know, the Majestic Singers were the pioneers.
So they were the first.
Yes, they were. Yes.
I saw online on their website. I saw a very brief snippet of a reunion.
Yeah, well, I was a part of that. I was a guitarist. Yeah. I was traveled the length and breadth of the country with them. Went to America on the American tour and all of that.
Yeah.
But at the time, I mean, I was 16, so you didn't really see the significance of all this. It was just, you're just with your mates from church, we sing and we got a band, and, you know, we didn't, well, I didn't realise anyway, I certainly didn't realise that we were actually pioneering, you know, anything.
So what was it that you were pioneering? You were pioneering gospel music in the UK, or was that right?
Well, yeah, a UK sound, because obviously gospel music's existed in America for years, and they've got their sound. I mean, it's a massive industry in America. You know, it's different over here. But and there were other choirs and groups over here, but they were mainly mimicking.
I see
what was going on in the States, where we decided here we're going to create our own sound, our own look. And we actually recorded 3 albums where most of the other artists didn't record at all.
Mm.
So we can look back now to three albums that were created, to our, you know, our own sound that was created. And it was just a fantastic time. And we went, again, you know, we crossed boundaries. So we would sing in all sorts of events, TV, radio, all the churches right across the spectrum, from Methodist, Baptist, Anglican, URC, you name it. That choir went into all those environments, you know, and we were accepted, and they loved the music.